Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
1-2 to Sogarden. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Ball game over. The Red Sox lose 2 of 3 to the Athletics at a time of year when losses like that really, really hurt. Bayo was not sharp. The offense continues its slumber. And the Athletics win it today 5-3. Sox now in the third spot in the wild card race. And they are looking at least a game up at the Mariners. Cleveland has won today. Things getting quite precarious for the suddenly slumping Boston Red Sox.
It's over.
I don't know that it's over, but I'm starting to get pretty nervous, Keith. Oh, I've like completely changed my mind in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm freaked out now. They're lucky they didn't just get swept by Oakland/Sacramento.
Correct.
And are a half game up clinging to their playoff lives going into tonight.
If it wasn't for that little dribbler in the game, in the middle game of the series that scored a run to walk it off, yeah, they would have been looking up at the Guardians, for God's sakes. No, but we were trying to do the numbers and like crunch the math. All right, they have like 10 games left. They have a 2-game lead in the loss column, which is really 3 because they own the tiebreaker. So you're like, all right, they'd have to only go 500. The Guardians eventually are going to lose some games, right? And so that's what I'm thinking going into yesterday's game.
Same.
They lose to the A's, so that's super frustrating. And then the Guardians win again. And Tarek Skubal pitched well for Detroit, but they beat the Tigers in a game in which Skubal started. Like,
yeah.
They beat the bullpen, but like they still, that one you're thinking, all right, that's at least a win for Detroit. So it isn't. Now you're one up in the loss column, and this team is limping right now. I am shooketh. I am freaking out now. I feel so much differently than I did 24 hours ago.
Same. Like, and I
shooketh.
I guess I don't want to ride the roller coaster every single day, but I think you kind of have to.
Yeah, but I didn't really doubt it until now. And
yeah.
I still think, like, gun to my head, I probably have them in, but I still, I don't feel great about it. Whereas, like, 2 days ago, I'm like, they'll make it. I was still thinking, like, hey, maybe they can even, you know, not win the division. That was last week's talk. But maybe they can still pass the Yankees. Maybe they could still be the number one wild card. Then you're like, oh, they're not. But maybe, you know, they'll end up being the 2 wild card. Like, nope, they might just miss it all together now.
Yeah, they might. I saw this yesterday. The day Roman Anthony got hurt, I believe off the top of my head was September 2nd, they had a 98% chance of making the playoffs.
Yeah.
They are now down to 82.6.
Doesn't that feel really high for
yes.
where they actually are?
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know
it
how
does.
They come up with that number.
Cleveland, by the way, is up to 26%. That spiked yesterday. So everybody,
they've won 7 straight games.
Everybody around them continues to win. The only team really in the playoff hunt that has been losing is the Tigers, and you needed the Tigers to win the last couple of games.
Yeah, I know.
They've dropped 3 straight.
Cleveland might win that division.
Cleveland's won 7. Actually, they're only 3.5 games out, Keith.
And they have another series with them.
Great point.
They've won 13 of the last 15 or something crazy.
Cleveland?
Like
okay,
that.
Well, it's 7 in a row and certainly 9 out of 10.
Hopefully Class A is betting on them.
Seattle?
Hopefully he's had them on this heater.
Seattle has won 9 out of 10. Houston has won 3 straight. The Yankees, who you're not going to catch anymore, has won 3 straight. Like,
no, this is bad.
Everybody around you is winning, and you are crapping the bed.
No, not only that, it's like, oh, who did you, oh, did you lose to the Red Hawk Guardians? Or did you lose to the Yankees? No, you lost 2 out of 3 to the A's, who have already been eliminated?
Yeah, A's have won 6 out of 10, mostly because they're playing you, but they've won 6 out of 10, yeah.
I know, but they're eliminated from the playoffs. Like, they're not even in this, like, oh, you go, you win out, and maybe you see what happens. No, they're out.
They're one of 5 teams eliminated in the AL. There's not a lot of them. They're one of them.
No, and, you know, Tampa Bay, who they play starting tonight, they've won back-to-back games. So, we'll see. It's amazing, though, that those playoff odds are as high as they are. Like, is the feeling right now is that there's an 83% chance they get in and only a 17% chance that they miss? It doesn't feel like that at all.
It feels pretty close to 50-50. 51-49? Yeah. Like, if I was going to – if I had to –
Yeah, it's 50-50. It's a coin flip right now.
Okay, but, like, what do you which one would you pick out of those two?
I still think
– I would pick they get in, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah.
Yesterday I felt pretty good. Today, not so much.
Right.
That's riding the – I mean, I guess you forget what a pennant race is like. In fact, Alex Cora brought this up. Alex Cora brought us back to 2021. I say routinely, the team in 2021, even though they got to the ALCS, I think that's kind of all we remember now, that they backed into the playoffs on the final weekend of the year, the final day of the year. They backed into the playoffs. Cora talked about that yesterday.
You talked yesterday about, you know, September suffering and scoreboard watching and stuff like that. When it's down to 1.5, does it feel different?
I think in 2021, we went behind, right? And we came back, so, you know, there's nothing new.
Okay. I mean, I guess that's projecting some confidence and like, hey, man, this is a playoff race and this is a pennant race and this is what it looks like and this is what it feels like. And 2021, we went to the ALCS and it came down to the wire and we fell out of the playoffs and it didn't matter. I mean, I understand all that, but it doesn't feel like they're trending the same direction as that team right now.
No. And I think Cora was even sort of warning everybody about it last week with the comments where he's like, oh, let's not talk about October yet, because you can sort of feel this thing slipping away a little bit. I wonder if they're starting to press a little bit more because they did have a lead. We were literally talking about the division not that long ago, and now it's like, oh, wait a minute. You're way closer to missing the playoffs than now you are even of being the top wildcard team, let alone winning the AL East. Like that was a quick week for all that to happen. You know, you're stumbling, and all the teams around you are winning right now. So, yeah, I think they're starting to feel it. I mean, Trevor Story has a couple of throwing errors yesterday. You're like, is it in their heads? Has Cora allowed it to get into their heads?
I mean, Story has been the one guy hitting, but he was miserable defensively yesterday. You're right. 2 more errors. The Red Sox lead the big leagues in errors. Like, they've made more errors than Colorado, who's historically
one of the
terrible.
Worst teams of all time.
Historically a terrible team. You've made more errors than them. And so, sure, they have their problems. The Devers people are still here. Nick is one of them. Nick was yelling at me about Devers.
Well, no, my main point was who can put the cape on and go 4-for-5 in a must-win game on this team
right now?
It
needs to be...
Well, Rather Be Golfing said the exact same thing. Okay. Who won them that final game of the year to get into the playoffs? Oh, right, it was Devers.
I don't want Devers, okay?
Guys, tell me again how they couldn't use Devers. Reminder, they got absolutely nothing for him. Well, they did get nothing for him.
I agree with that.
They should have done more at the deadline. So they should have got more for him. And they should have done something else at the deadline. I don't disagree with any of that. Devers has not helped. I know the numbers, and we update them all the time.
Oh, he's terrible with the Giants. He sank the Giants. The Giants aren't going to make the playoffs.
The Giants got worse with him. The Red Sox got better without him. Right. He's hitting .236.
Yeah.
.236 in San Francisco.
If Roman Anthony didn't get hurt, I don't think anybody would even be talking about Devers.
No,
they're doing it now because you're looking for people to blame, because you're looking for people to...
In fairness to the people bitching about Breslow, this is something we said. We're like, look, they might have enough, but you should add to make sure you have enough. Pitching, hitting, all of it. So I didn't expect an injury to Anthony, but I probably expected an injury to Trevor Story or one of the pitchers or something.
Oh my God, for sure, Story.
And so it's like, you got to go out and add, and they did it. So that's fair. If you really genuinely think this team misses Devers, I don't know what you've seen out of him in San Francisco. I don't know what you've seen out of this team without him. They've been way better without him than with him for like 4 years running. So I don't know what you're seeing, but a lot of people still want to say that. And the Devers people who were nowhere, absolutely AWOL for a couple of months,
pretty quiet.
Of a sudden have gotten pretty loud.
Yeah, now they are. Yeah. And now they haven't even missed it yet. And I'm sure when they miss, or if they miss, it's going to be even louder. But I guess to answer the question, like, who could carry the team for a week? I mean, Trevor Story could.
Bregman.
Alex Bregman should.
No.
Bregman's had a bad month. He should be able to do it.
Look, this is a test for me. I'm like, Bregman's better than Devers, and I believe that.
Yep.
But Bregman has been ice cold. Yep. He's not hitting. He doesn't look fully healthy, which maybe he came back too quick from the quad injury, whatever. He doesn't move well. I mean, defensively, he's pretty good. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't move well. The answer is Bregman. Who can carry you for a weekend at the end of the year against Detroit? Bregman. That's the answer.
Yeah. No, it's going to have to be, you know, because he's missed so many games, right? He has not been a part of the team all year long. But with, what, 9 games to play now? He's there. He's going to have to come through for him. And, you know, they got the Rays, and then they have the Jays and the Tigers, who they've not matched up well with, those two teams. But then again, I look at it where you're like, all right, well, just because the team's bad doesn't mean they're going to beat them, and then vice versa.
Not the way they're playing.
So, right, they've been in trouble. Also, bad time for their pitching to sort of let their foot off the gas. It wasn't that long ago we were also talking about how Crochet, Bayo, and Giolito were 3 of the best 5 starters in the American League. And then both we saw it recently, Giolito and Bayo have both come back down to the earth a little bit. Bayo's, you know, he'd been better this year during the day than he had been in his career. But we kind of mentioned it yesterday. We're like, oh, day Bayo, a little bit concerning. And it was, you know, right away they're trying to play catch up.
Yeah, it was digging him in a hole early. And for a team that has no offense right now, like that's not, you don't want to start behind the eight ball with Bayo giving up an immediate home run in that game yesterday. So, no, he's been bad in September. Giolito, 2 of his 3 starts, I think, off the top of my head, haven't been great. Or is it 2 out of 4? I'm trying to remember. But those two guys have been more pedestrian. And now it's Crochet tonight against Tampa. And you're going to need this. This is where you need him, and this is where you need Bregman.
Because the magic number, did I hear it's 8?
It was 8 yesterday.
It was 8. I was going to say it was 8 yesterday, so I think it's still 8.
Well,
yeah,
it's still 8. They didn't chip away at all. And if we're looking at the Guardians, that's why you're like, that number is way too high. For like where they were at, you're like, oh, it's going to be getting a little bit closer. But the Guardians are on one of these crazy tears where you can't really bank on any losses for them. But then for the Red Sox, that's why you're like, as of this moment, I think they still make the playoffs. But if you have another one of these swings where it's like another day goes by, they lose and the Guardians win, then I just feel like it'll have then slipped away.
Alex Bregman in the last calendar month, hitting 188, yeah, 1 home run, 7 RBI.
It's been atrocious.
You have to do a little bit better than that.
If I have to hear Middlebrooks one more time say, well, he hit that one hard. If I have to hear that one more time, oh, he hit it
on the screws.
He hit that one on the screws. It's like, great. I need one of these to drop in.
Yeah, or hit it over the fence.
Yeah, that too.
Then nobody can make a play.
You know, I guess he did hit a home run the other day. It was a cheapie, but
he's
hit
got one home run this month.
Pesky pole home run.
It's true. Yeah. So
whatever. Use the ballpark to your advantage.
But if I have to hear one more time, he's hit it hard. Yeah, like I can only hear that for so long.
To be fair, you were also like that with Devers in the beginning of the season. The best month ever.
I was also like that with Anthony. I'm like, okay, I got all these great at bats.
But he needs to get it going now.
Well, and there's only so much time. So text line says this. I've been doing this math a lot. I'm like, well, they just got to win 5 out of whatever, and that means Cleveland has to win 9 out of whatever, or whatever the math was a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
It's now, if the Red Sox win 5 out of 9, which, real quick, do you think they're going to win 5 out of the next 9?
I do not.
I don't either.
I do not.
But
I do not feel that way.
Even if they did, Cleveland has to win 7 out of 10. And I know,
Cleveland,
no longer.
There goes 7-3.
That's what I'm saying. I no longer feel like they can't do that. So peeing away these games against Oakland / Sacramento, that all flipped with this series. Now, you sweep Tampa, all feel differently, obviously. You take 2 out of 3 against Tampa, all feel differently. But going into the series, do I feel great about them doing that? No, I don't.
So they have 9 games left.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Garrett Crochet starts. Those are essentially must win. I would say the Crochet starts for me are must win because I don't have a great deal of confidence right now in the other guys.
Can it get to 3 if they really pushed him or no? Or is that not possible in terms of the days?
No. Although knowing Cora the way that we do, I wouldn't be surprised if the last game of the season's must win if you bring him back.
No, that's what I'm saying. You
actually,
can.
I did look in the 2021 season.
I'm saying not to start.
Oh, out of the bullpen.
Because in the 2021 season, he did have Sale go two innings to start that game 162.
No, you're right. But 25-28. You're right.
They won't do it. Because you remember this came out before when they moved some starts around, and they're like, this now allows Giolito, who pitched Wednesday, to pitch next week against Toronto, and he's currently scheduled to pitch the finale. So they skipped one of the, like, Harrison Tolley early starts. So right now, the way it's lined up is...
Tolley, by the way, was pretty good yesterday. But yes, it's lined up for two Crochet starts.
Crochet Harrison, that's what it's got penciled in right now, early. Then Giolito Bayo Crochet.
Blank.
And then a blank spot, and then early
Harrison,
Giolito.
Hicks, they both suck.
So, I mean, against Toronto, it looks like you'd have your three hosses.
I do need the Devers and anti-Breslow people to define this. If they make the playoffs, are you guys going to shut up about Devers, and are you going to shut up about Breslow? Is it that binary?
No, I think for the Devers people, which there really aren't that many of.
Oh, they're loud all of a sudden, though.
Loud, obnoxious.
Yeah.
But I don't know if there's that many of them.
But like,
I think they have to... Unless they win the World Series, I think they're going to be like, oh, you don't want those home runs?
All I'm saying is they need to declare. The team's already better without Devers, and the Giants are worse with Devers, so I kind of think that's settled. But the real trump card would be making the playoffs. So I'll draw that line. They got to make the playoffs. If they don't, then we can relitigate everything, Breslow included. But if they make the playoffs, I think you guys can all stand down on that. I asked this to Bradford yesterday, Keith. You know my answer on this. I want to hear your answer. If they collapse and miss the playoffs, which seems much more likely than when we were talking about this 24 years ago, who gets the blame, Cora or Breslow?
So I think they're both back.
Who's he? You think they're both back?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to give an answer.
I don't think they could possibly.
No. So the question was who gets blamed. I think they will both get blamed in certain groups. But if you mean who gets axed, I don't think anybody does.
Well, no. I think
there'll be a group of people that, like you and me, I think we're going to blame Cora more than Breslow.
Yeah.
And then I think the people that are still hung up on Devers and are hung up on the trade deadline, which was bad. The trade deadline was bad. I think are going to blame Breslow more. However, I think John Henry likes Breslow because he got rid of Devers, and I think he likes Cora because he's always liked Cora and he's always defended Cora.
So you think injuries are enough cover for the both of them? Roman Anthony injury is enough cover?
Yes. So I think they'll be like, we have this thing figured out. We have buzzard's luck with Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer.
That's what
I think.
I think somebody gets fired. My answer will be Cora if they fall off. But even
he just got the extension, so I don't know.
Even independent of who gets fired and who doesn't get fired, who gets more blame? I think Cora should get more blame. That's who I would blame more. Like, for all the bitching and complaining about Breslow and trading away Devers on the roster, they were five games up with 3 weeks to go.
But Cora is, within the fan base, way more popular than Breslow, I think.
Yeah, I don't get why.
No, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
So I
completely reject that, but I agree that is reality. He is more popular.
I think he gets a lot of excuses, and people will skate past the, well, you have a Cy Young candidate, you have the Rolaids relief man, you have a couple of all-stars in the field, and they're going to say, he's got Yoshida hitting cleanup. What do you want him to do? He's got Sogard and Eaton and Wong.
I'd change the lineup is what I do. But
yeah,
okay,
you could. Yeah, you are allowed to change the lineup, we think. But, no, I think because he, at least in interviews, comes across as a person, whereas Craig Breslow does not, I think it's a lot easier for people to defend Cora than it would be to defend Breslow.
Well, I think, you know, and Cora did win a World Series in 2018. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
But he did win that.
Yep.
You know, I think a lot of people make the playoffs with that team. I don't know if everybody wins.
But he's
that
had
year.
More bad seasons than good.
He was 78-84 in 22. This is after they backed into the playoffs on the last day of the year in 2021. But give them that. Yeah. They went to the ALCS.
Yeah.
So since then, since backing in, 78-84, 78-84, 81-81. They are 83-70. So
they have a winning record for the first time.
They have a winning record. Yeah. But they were five games up just a couple of weeks ago.
Well, for three straight years, they had an August collapse. And now it looks like a September collapse.
Yeah. I can't imagine John Henry, even as detached as he is. I can't imagine John Henry, if the fans are pissed, and they're going to be pissed. I can't imagine him just sitting there and saying, let's run it back and just blame injuries, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
Mm.
My blame would be with the manager. I know a lot of you out there, though, blame the GM, and I'm not saying he's blameless. He should have done more at the deadline. 1,000%. 1,000%. He should have done more at the deadline. He definitely could have gotten more than Jordan Hicks and my guy, ready to save the season, Kyle Harrison, down the stretch.
Well, he's going to have a big start or two. So we'll see what Harrison can do.
If he pitches well in if he pitches well in two starts, and I am not forecasting this.
No, me neither.
I don't want to hear they got nothing for Devers.
Yeah.
If he's coming through and making big starts down the stretch, I don't want to hear it, but yeah. I wouldn't wager on that.
Yikes.
617-779-7937. Are the Red Sox going to choke this away? It's in play. Mike is in Framingham. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. The answer is yes, they'll choke it away. I don't understand, just like you don't understand this crap about 82%. I'd give them maybe 25%.
I think the 82% comes from they are currently winning the playoff spot, so you're going to 25%.
Yeah.
Okay. That's right.
I'm not a Cora fan.
Okay.
Cora spends too much time worrying about the analytics instead of watching the game
and
seeing what's going on.
Yeah.
But look at the lineup that Cora is dealing with. Look at the hitters. What has he got? He's got two minor leaguers last night, and five people that are hitting 200.
Yeah.
Breslow is choking it away.
Mike, that's fine. Does Cleveland have an awesome team?
Yeah, apparently.
Okay, but look at their team. Look at their lineup. Look at
their
roster.
They have the best player between the two teams.
No, I agree with that. Jose Ramirez was great. But, is Cleveland, this unbelievable roster? So, fine. All right.
Dude, Big Christmas.
Cora doesn't have Roman Anthony.
You see Big Christmas?
Yeah, I did.
Smacked one.
Do we make him Hustle of the Week?
He was just in the mix. He was a nominee.
Okay.
Let
me just pull up their lineup from yesterday, just real quick.
So, I like Kwan and I like Ramirez, but that's kind of it.
They have currently two guys with over 20 home runs.
No, okay. Nick, they have two guys with over 12.
That's a good point. There's a lot of 11s in there.
Who's A. Martinez? That's their number two hitter. He's hitting 230.
Angel Martinez.
That's A. Martinez.
Who's D. Fry?
David Fry.
He's hitting 170.
He's off to a slow start.
Who's G. Arias?
He's only had 141 at-bats.
Gabriel Arias is hitting 225.
Yeah,
who is B. Rocchio?
Oh, B. Rocchio's not bad.
Brian Rocchio is hitting 231.
He's, well.
Okay, they suck, and they don't lose. Who are their pitchers?
They're the hottest team in baseball.
Okay, who are their pitchers?
Gavin Williams is really good.
Okay, is
Tanner Bibee.
Tanner Bibee?
He has ERA over 4.
Okay, Tanner Bibee.
Gavin Williams
thank you.
Is nice.
Tanner Bibee's ERA is 4.35. Gavin Williams is fine. Logan Allen, Slade Ciccioni.
Yeah, oh, they got Slade?
Don't look that up on a work computer.
Slade Ciccioni. That's going to cost you.
Luis Ortiz actually is one of the suspended guys, right? He made a bunch of starts for them. He's one of the suspended guys. This team sucks. That's not a good team.
They're closers.
So I just, games. What's Cora supposed to do? I don't know. What does Cleveland's manager do? Who is Cleveland's manager even? Who even is that anymore?
Oh, it's, what's his name? Steven
Eric Vogt. Wedge? Is it Eric Wedge?
No, it's Steven Vogt.
It's Steven Vogt.
How come he wins with this crap team?
And he's having so much time with the A's, he has to learn how to manage.
I'll tell you why. It's because they have $2 beer nights, and they give away jerseys every weekend.
That's
it's the greatest ballpark in the world.
Oh, what's Cora supposed to do?
Good vibes down there.
I don't know. This guy had a G. Arias hitting fourth yesterday or whatever it is, 170?
Yeah. Where's Big Christmas hitting?
How are they winning?
I don't know.
I don't know either. They just beat Tarik Skubal yesterday. So I don't want to hear that Cora has nothing. When you know what Cora has? He had a lead. He had a giant lead over this team. That's what he had. So I don't want to hear that.
Jose Ramirez is one home run away from 30-30.
Jose Ram, I like. That's a good player.
J-Ram?
Save it for grab bag.
Oh, good point.
What do you mean?
30-30 watch.
Oh, 30-30 watch. I think Pete Crow's a ding-dong away. And
should we put Story there?
Stories
25-25. Yeah, we might have to put him on 30-30 watch.
Yeah, the Red Sox have a better lineup, a better rotation, a better bullpen.
What does Cora have? Oh, I don't know. A 5-game lead. That's what he had.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.